From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraq continues its fight to retake Fallujah. Iraqi security forces launched an operation Monday to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. Led by the counterterrorism service, Iraqi forces backed by airstrikes entered the city before dawn to engage IS defenders who first occupied the city 2.5 years ago. Iraqi Brigadier General Ali al-Hamdani said there is excellent coordination between the Iraqi army and Shiite militia units taking part in the operation. He said enemy defense strongholds have been broken, Sharia courts destroyed, and command and control centers have been neutralized. Former Chadian dictator Hissein Habre has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule and sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued its verdict Monday, convicting Habre of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes included what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution.
Honnêtement, moi, je suis le plus satisfait. Le plus satisfait, je ne sais comment même utiliser ces mots.
Suleiman Gengeng, a rights activist and torture victim, proclaimed himself satisfied. He said it hurts that many of his colleagues died along the way. Still, he added, it is a happy moment. Habre was responsible for thousands of political killings during his rule in Chad from 1982 to 1990. The South Korean Defense Ministry says North Korea's attempt to test fire a ballistic missile appears to have failed. It says the missile test, in violation of UN Security Council resolutions, took place in the early hours of Tuesday near the eastern coastal city of Wonsan. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as he swore in his new defense minister, held out the prospect of reviving the Moribund Peace Initiative with the Palestinians.
I take this opportunity to make clear that I remain committed to making peace with the Palestinians and with all our neighbors. The Arab Peace Initiative includes positive elements that can help revive constructive negotiations with the Palestinians.
Mr. Netanyahu said his government is prepared to negotiate with Arab states revisions to 2002 Arab Peace Initiative to reflect what he calls the dramatic changes in the region. The new defense chief, Avigdor Lieberman, of the right-of-center Israel Betnu party, said he's committed to two states for two people. Taliban militants in Afghanistan have intensified attacks in their southern stronghold of Helmand province, killing at least 12 policemen Monday and reportedly more than 30 on Sunday. Helmand is the largest province of Afghanistan and is a poppy-producing region. The Taliban has stepped up attacks since it appointed Mullah Hibatullah Akhundzada as its new chief. His predecessor, Mullah Mansour, was killed in a U.S. drone attack in neighboring Pakistan on May 21st. Egyptian authorities have taken into custody the head of the country's journalists' union and two associates for spreading false news and harboring fugitives. Their trial is expected to get underway Saturday. They've been released after being questioned pending their trial. They face prison time if convicted. Amnesty International denounced the legal action, calling it a dangerous escalation and part of the government's draconian crackdown on freedom of expression. The World Health Organization reports on growing evidence that plain packaging of tobacco products saves lives by reducing demand for this lethal product. To mark World No Tobacco Day, WHO urges countries to make smoking less attractive by wrapping tobacco products in plain packages. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The type of plain packaging of tobacco products proposed by the World Health Organization stands in sharp contrast to packs featuring rugged cowboys smoking in the great outdoors. Sample packages are black, with large warnings that smoking kills. Douglas Betcher, WHO's director for the prevention of non-communicable diseases, says the point of plain packaging is to reduce demand for tobacco by reducing the attractiveness of these products.
It very clearly labels tobacco for what it is, the only legally available product worldwide that, when used as intended, kills up to half of its users.
WHO reports almost 6 million people a year die prematurely from tobacco-related illnesses. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The report also says that 80% of these preventable deaths are in developing countries. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.